helping God, we pray.
It's with much weakness and
Lord, blessing God, I pray.
Much fear that I approach this holy place that I stand in today. In fear and reverence to the great,
God, we pray, Heavenly Father.
The greatest name that was ever named.
Yes, Brother Junior.
That the name of Jesus,
every
knee should bow and every tongue should confess. We are weak creatures on earth, just the dust worms of the earth. Do you see yourself how small you are today?
Lord, help me, God.
Do you know you can't take another breath except God gives it to you? Do you understand the day that He is God and we are mortal flesh? But God so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son into it, that whosoever would believe upon the name of Jesus Christ should have eternal life and have it more abundantly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. I hope you can pray this morning just for a moment of time that God and His great mercy, Sister Sylvia, would look down and say, there is a little lamb a-bleating around the fold, and they're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Here, this place that we live in is just filled with troubles and sorrows. There's trials on every hand, and there's troubles everywhere we look in this land that we're living in. The world is filled with sorrow. But here today, I've got good news for you this morning. There's a man called Jesus has got peace to give you. He said, I'll cause my peace to flow like a river. And the only peace that I've ever found in this world is at the foot of Jesus. When the Lord comes in, people, the greatest peace feeling that you'll ever have, the greatest peace that you'll ever know, is when the Prince of Peace comes in. He is our God today, and He's our deliverer. We can be like the writer of old that said, He is my high tower this morning. He is my rock in a weary land. He is my shelter in the time of the storm. Children, we're living in perilous times. You better listen to this old preacher this morning. The times are running out. How will the case be with you when the Lord comes? They're searching and putting their confidence in man. But I want you to know this morning, brethren, today, they better be putting their trust in the Lord. I declare this morning, friend, if you don't know Him today, you better put your trust in the Lord this morning, for He and He only can deliver you from this world of mankind and from the wicked one that is the seeking about and going about seeking whom He may devour, and He will devour you this morning, friend. Build your house upon the rock. Then when the storms come and the rains beat against your house, that you'll be able to stand on all the wiles of the devil. He's going about through the land. He's like the lion, brother. He's catching the prey. Listen today, and he has many lion whelms. They crouch down and they catch the prey. They catch men, brother. Listen today, and he will destroy you, friend, in your life. But there's a great light shining in this world, and down in the dark hearts of men, calling unto you, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden this morning. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me this morning. My yoke is easy. My burdens, they are light this morning. And you shall find rest for your soul. There is no rest under the wicked, saith the Lord. Their last end is going to be darkness in a lake of fire. But if you'll choose the good part, that little Mary chose, listen, friend, listen, choose the good part, that'll never be taken away. There is a promise that he made to you. I'm going away, but I'm coming again someday. And I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Don't you want to go there this morning? Listen what Jesus said. In my Father's house, they are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you about it. But I'm going away. And if I go away, I'll come again, and I'll receive you unto this blessed kingdom that he's got prepared for you. The kingdom of God this morning, it don't come by observation, friend, but the kingdom of God, it's within you this morning. If so be you've been born again, and the light of the path of the righteous shining more and more unto a perfect day. Here in this world, friend, there is no perfection in the flesh, brother. They're just troubles and sorrow, just worrying every time you turn your eyes to see my loved ones as a dying. They're sick and afflicted. I'm worried about their soul, and I think, Lord, when will they ever come to the God of their mother? My old mother prayed, brother. She cried many a night for us. Brethren, and the light she left behind in the window, brethren, is still shining on, brethren. I thought of the song as I sung this morning. Old sister Juanita sitting here, if she can write us a letter today, I wonder what she'd tell us about a land called heaven, brother. Where the tree of life is and the river in the middle of that city, brother. Listen, and here is a flowing down through this land today. The writer of old said, he said, I saw a pure river of water flowing out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, brother. Listen, how you gonna drink of that water this morning? Let him that heareth say, come. Let whomsoever will come and take the water of life freely. It's a free salvation today, friend. What will you do with Jesus when he shines the light to you? He said the day when he was here, brother, he said, in your father's inn, a man in the wilderness, and they are dead. Listen to me now this morning, friend. Jesus said, I am the bread that come down from God out of heaven, and a man may thrive and never die. This morning, I thank God this morning, people. I've got everlasting life abiding in my soul this morning. Right down in my soul, there is the life that Jesus promised today, friend. And you can have it in your life this morning. Do you want it today? You won't have to deny yourself. Pick up the cross and follow Jesus. There's a cross for every man, brother. Let whomsoever will come and drink of the water of life freely. And then it'll be in him, Brother Jim, a well of living water springing up him into everlasting life. It's springing up this morning, friend. When I get down in the valley and I get a little thirsty along life's journey, I can feel the well begin to spring up. It swells up, and I'm like the rider old said, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brother, I'm glad to dwell in his house. I want to walk in his house. I want to shout in his house this morning. Glory to the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords this morning. I want to be able, brother, while I got breath in my body and I'm able to speak, Brother Terry, I want to use it for the cause. I want to use it for Jesus this morning. Brother, he picked my feet out of the mire and the clay and set it on the rock, brother, and I established my goings this morning and put a new song in my mouth. I even praise unto his name. I won't you lift him up this morning. I won't you praise him. He's worthy to receive glory and honor. Friend, even the angels of old, brother, they said, worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and thanksgiving. He's worthy, brother. Why? Because he was the only one worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof. They searched the heavens, brother, and they searched the earth and beneath the earth, and there was none found worthy to open the book, neither the loose the seals thereof. And John began to cry, and John began to weep. Brother, he saw the destitute of man, and no hope for you and I. I'm a dire. There's good news this morning for him. The angel come to him. John, don't you worry, John. Don't you worry. There, behold the Lamb of God. He's worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereon. And he stood as that Lamb before the foundation of the world. He stood before sin ever come into the world, that you and I could have a remedy, brethren, from this sinful world, to go to heaven one day, Brother Fred. And because he lives this morning, I can live also, because he rose from the dead, and on the third and the appointed morning, I came forth out of the grave, brother. And I listen today. Did he rise, brother? And for one man? No, he rose for every man, that just whosoever will could come and live, brother. And brother, they set guards around his tomb. They said, "Watch the tomb, and don't let him come out of there." They thought, brother, they was going to hold him. They rolled a great stone up against the tomb. They thought they was going to hold my Lord down. But what they didn't understand, he's got all power, both in heaven and in the earth, friend. And he sent an angel of the Lord, brother, and he rolled the stone away. I'm glad one day he rolled the stone from my heart, brother, and gave me a heart of flesh, brother, and I can feel the power of the King, brother, down in my soul. Thank you, Lord. That morning when they went to the tomb, brother, they went in there and they saw a man stand there. Why seek ye the living among the dead this morning? He's alive, he's alive forevermore. He's got the keys of death and hell. Oh, thank you, Lord, this morning. You got the keys to my heart this morning. I'm glad he found me in that place town in winter. I'm glad that he picked me out of the mark of clay.
I'm glad this morning. Oh, salvation's of the Lord, friend. Don't you want to go to heaven someday? Listen, sing, Brother Terry. Get you a song, honey. Thank you, Lord, today. It's good, brethren, to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know the one that got your life in his hand this morning. It's good to see him and to know him. Listen, my voice is not going to hold up, Brother Terry. Sing your song, brethren. Lift up your voice this morning. I cry loud and spare not. Seek him while he's near. Be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh. And who shall be able to stand? The day of his coming. I'll tell you who's going to be able to stand. The man that's been down to the banquet hall. The man that had the blood applied to his soul. And his sins been covered in the blood of the Lamb. Brother, friend, you got the blood applied this morning. It'll cleanse you white as snow this morning. It'll take all the old sins and cover them up in love. Bless that love this morning, brother. For he that's born to God this morning is born to love, brother. Have you been born again today? You're born to love, and God dwelleth in you. And he that God dwelleth in loveth, brethren. He's got a loving there that the world don't know nothing about. I can love my enemy. I can love those that don't love me this morning. I love the world of mankind. Won't you come? Won't you tell the world how Jesus saved this morning? How he is able to deliver you from the world of sin, brother. And you can be like the old writer of old and said that the Lord found me in a waste house and wilderness. How he picked my feet out of the mire and out of the clay. How he set him up on that rock, brother. How he established your going, friend. And while I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master, brother. Are you in the way today? Are you in the way of the Lord? Is he leading you about with his hand? He'll guide you about. He'll lead you on the fountain of living water this morning. He'll lead you this morning. He'll bring you out of the place that you're in this morning. Thank you, Lord, this morning for your love. Thank you, Lord, for his grace. Sing, brother. Thank the Lord this morning. Just lift up your name, brother. Get on that rock this morning. A storm is coming, friend. Wicked men is waxing worse and worse. And they're going to wax worse and worse until the end. They're wringing their hands, trying to find out a solution this morning. I got the solution this morning, friend. Friend, if my people who's called by my name, if they'd humble themselves and pray, I would hear from heaven. Yes, I would answer them. I would heal their land this morning. I'd heal their land. I would be unto them a God. And I'd listen the day, and they shall be unto me a people. They're a royal priesthood, and they're a holy nation. And they'll show forth the praise of the Lord. And listen, because he lives, I live this morning. Sing, brother.
Church.